And you know, you can't come to Central Oregon, and you being a fellow Northwesterner, you know there's no place like the Great Northwest. You can't be here just to kind of pass through and leave. So this time you hopefully have had an opportunity to get out and play a little bit.
Stay in a few days. Yeah. Fishing season isn't quite opened up yet.
Yeah.
So I would be doing that. Not right now, of course, but, yeah. You know, if it were open, I'd be doing some fishing because I know about Bend and about its trout fishing legacy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been walking around and eating some local food and just drinking coffee at coffee shops and talking to people. And yeah. I love it here, man.
What's the best restaurant that you've hit? I mean, we have so many, but...
The best restaurant that I've had?
Yeah.
I ate at the Indian food place night before last called the Taj Palace. It was good. Southern Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
When you're out on the road, I mean...
And then last night I made the mistake of going to McMenamin's.
Oh, yeah.
It was so full of drunk people that it was more entertaining than going to see a movie.
That was the place last night to be for St. Patrick's Day because, obviously, the name and then the, you know, the craziness that goes along. They had. Did you see the bagpipers and the Irish dancers and all?
I didn't, but I was at one point I was walking to the restroom past all these drunk folks, and they were harmless. They were just having a good time, and this one guy was like kind of sauntering or swaggering his way down the hallway and, you know, popping off and making comments like, hey, everybody, good times, happy St. Patty's Day, and he passes me, and he stops dead in his tracks and turns around and looks at me and he goes, whoa, you make me nervous. And then he just kept walking. Best thing that happened all week.
You'll remember your trip to McMenamin's. And they have a great happy hour, too.
Yeah, it was good. It was
best
fun.
Baked macaroni and cheese you'll find.
You're not lying about that.
I know. Well, we're playing Brandy's picks here. And before she goes to the tower tonight, she put together the set list. And this next song, tell me about it. You're a fan of The Killers.
I love The Killers. Everything they do makes me happy. And I used to joke around and say that they're my guilty pleasure band. And then I was in Portugal playing a show where for 1 minute we had a hit record. And it was unbelievable to get to play with them. And I remember standing on the side of the stage watching Brendan Flowers entertain. And I realized that they're not a guilty pleasure band. They are truly an incredible band.
Well, here they are from the album Day and Age. It's Human. The Killers on Clear 101.7.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancers?